#Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of Generative AI, a developer's journey into transformative technology. In this stage, we are going to lay the groundwork for your understanding of generative AI. By the end of our time together, you will have a solid grasp of key definitions, insights into how this remarkable technology works, and an exploration of its various applications. So, let's dive in and unlock the fascinating world of generative AI. Main content. Definition of generative AI. At its core, generative AI refers to a class of artificial intelligence techniques that enable machines to create content. This can range from text and images to music and even video. Unlike traditional AI, which often focuses on analyzing and categorizing existing data, generative AI aims to produce new data that mimics the patterns found in its training dataset. Imagine a machine that learns to paint like Picasso or write like Shakespeare. That's the power of generative AI. Generative AI is not just about replication, it's about innovation. For example, it can be used to generate new designs for products, create unique advertising campaigns, or even simulate environments for virtual reality experiences. How generative AI works. Basic principles. So, how does this magic happen? The heart of generative AI lies in algorithms that learn from vast amounts of training data. These algorithms identify patterns and structures within the data, which they then use to generate new outputs. For instance, consider a generative adversarial network, Argon. In this setup, two neural networks are pitted against each other. One generates content while the other evaluates it. Through this iterative process, the generator gets better at creating realistic data as it learns from the feedback of the discriminator. It's like a creative duel until the generator produces something truly compelling. Additionally, there are other models like variational autoencoders, VAEs, and transformer-based models, each with unique architectures and applications. For example, VAEs are effective for tasks like generating new images that share characteristics with existing ones, while transformer models excel in generating coherent and contextually relevant text based on prompts. Key terminology. To fully appreciate generative AI, we must familiarize ourselves with some key terms first. There's asterisk training data, the information fed to the AI for learning. Then, we have asterisk algorithms, the rules and processes that the AI uses to analyze this data. Finally, we arrive at asterisk models, the output of the training process, which can generate new content. These terms are the building blocks of understanding how generative AI functions. Furthermore, it is essential to understand asterisk latent space, which is a high-dimensional space where the AI can explore and generate new outputs. Each point in this space corresponds to a unique output, allowing the AI to create diverse and novel content. Differences between generative AI and traditional AI. Now, let's draw a distinction between generative AI and what we might call traditional AI. Traditional AI is primarily geared toward classification and prediction. For example, it can analyze customer data to predict purchasing behavior. In contrast, generative AI goes one step further by creating new content rather than merely interpreting existing data. This leap opens up endless possibilities for creativity and innovation across various industries. Think of traditional AI as a skilled analyst, summarizing and interpreting data, while generative AI acts like a creative artist, generating new ideas and forms from the same data. Common applications of generative AI. As we explore the applications of generative AI, the possibilities are truly exciting. In the world of art, platforms like DALL-E generate images based on text prompts, allowing anyone to bring their imagination to life visually. In writing, tools such as OpenAI's GPT-3 can draft articles, generate creative stories, or even assist in coding. Furthermore, in music, generative AI can compose original scores, blending styles and genres in ways that were once unimaginable. Additionally, generative AI plays a significant role in fields like gaming, where it can create dynamic and immersive environments. In fashion, it can design unique clothing items by predicting trends based on consumer preferences. These applications showcase the transformative potential of this technology across multiple domains. Conclusion. In conclusion, we've navigated through the foundational elements of generative AI, from defining it to understanding its mechanisms and applications. As you embark on your journey into this transformative technology, remember that generative AI is not just about machines creating content. It's about enhancing human creativity and innovation. Reflection questions. 1. How can understanding the principles of generative AI enhance your current role or future projects? 2. In what ways do you envision applying generative AI technology in your own work or industry? 3. What ethical considerations might arise from the use of generative AI in content creation? And how can we address them? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI. Stay curious, and let's continue this journey together.